And I have the distinct pleasure to be speaking with Claudio Villagra and Elena Fernandez, two of the most beautiful people to watch dancing. They performed last night. It was outstanding. The ease with which you guys do your performance, it's so, you know, you own this thing, and it's really great to see that. So
thank you for inviting us to this great radio, and thank you for to share with us this this moment.
You've studied with some of the best teachers ever in tango in this century, but the past century. It sounds so old, but
it's a dinosaur. He's a big dinosaur of tango.
I'm always say that I feel blessed, and then I had lucky to have greatest artists and milongueros in my life, like Pepito Avellaneda, Antonio Todaro. I don't want to forget my grandpa, Hector Contreras. He was one of the greatest artists and milongueros. I learned from them more than steps, more than figures. That thing was everybody is looking for now, right? Time's changing, but I'm trying to maintain the sense of the tango, of the music, because today I can say, because I'm living
into generation.
Yeah, the new generations from that time to now. Before, we used to have quality. Today we have quality, but less than before. And unfortunately, it's not a complaint, but that's what I saw, my appreciation about it. Today is quantitative. Right, today is show off. Today is see me, how, you know, I know I'm doing very well, and show me, you know, yeah, you have to see me, how many steps I can do in 1 minute. And I think this is only the start, you know. And I think it's more than steps and the figures and everything and very good sequence. I think I learned a philosophy of a tango. Feeling that I'm professor, I'm a maestro, not even teacher. I'm transmitting what they transmit to me. And I try to say and transmit a tango. You have to transmit skin to skin, you know, contact. Today, unfortunately, I cannot see that, because it's so difficult. People is, you know, try to make separate things, women and men and men, and nobody try to, you know, have a commitment. And all the things that was what I took from the oldest and greatest, that makes me proud and happy until today. Today I can say I'm learned, because they always told me that, but I never catch the message. For example, last night, I was so sad for a personal situation, and I tried to catch this and get into my tango. And I know I can, when I feel happy, I dance. When I feel sad, I dance. When I feel angry, I dance. And each time is different. You know, it's different. I've used to do choreography. You know, I've been in Forever Tango more than 15 years. I danced with the greatest orchestra. I had lucky to dance with the Oswaldo Pugliese Orchestra. And it was great. It was a bless for me. I had, you know, I feel fortunate. We have to re-educate to new generation to know more about the old guys, the milongueros. We lost the respect now. Everybody who is champions cannot enjoy the championship because they are in a month they are working, you know, right away. I think he has to enjoy that championship. He finished to get information for other masters, and in 1 month he become a colleague of that master. But they forget it. This is not the thing. The thing is they forget where they come from. Each time when I go back to my country, I go back to my home. Always in Morón. I never move. Always there. I never forget my essence and where I'm coming from. Because this is a very important thing. That is my advice for a new generation. Today there are many teachers. Sorry, I don't want to hurt feelings, but my appreciation is we have teachers who want to sell one brand, you know, and the only brand you have to sell is tango. Because that's the greatest thing here. And forget, no, you have to be like me, you have to be like me. They're selling, you know, a brand. They put a logo in your head, and you like this couple, you like this couple. It's not the way it is, it's not the way it should be. You have to make the student or people be free and choose, make a choice. This is always the way I think it should be.
Wow. that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Do you think that the competitions are an antithesis to what it is that you're speaking to? In other words, the pressure every year to turn out a new champion, for example, from the Mundial, right?
Yeah.
These people work.
Yeah.
And for them, you know, to like you said, they reach there. Now we have a new set of teachers that go out and start teaching whatever they learn. And so it perpetuates itself. It almost becomes a factory.
Yeah.
This become a business.
It's a, right.
Well, first of all, I feel really honored to dance and be partner of Claudio in life and tango. He changed my whole life. Be with him is sleep and wake up with tango, because he's tango 24 hours, not only when he
obviously
puts his
he's
shoes.
Been living this, you know, life, yes.
This is Bia Milongueiro. I mean, Bia Milongueiro is not only go to the Milongas. Bia Milongueiro is a way of life. So he changed my way to see tango. And I breathe tango with him, you know, every day. And I feel really fortunate about that. And today my feeling is the people want fast food. You know, McDonald's, BB King, you know. But before, in the age of Claudio, the maestros teach how to cook your own food. And this is the most beautiful thing. And this is what we're trying to do with our students. We don't want to create copies, little Elena's and little Claudio's. Because this is not, I think if we have that as target in our profession, it's not enough. We want from our students that they get the essence of this whole thing. And they understand that tango is not fancy steps, but tango is love. Tango is dance with feeling. If I finish a show and I don't feel feeling, I have sure that was not good. You know, and if it's not happen inside, when I mean inside is inside the couple, it doesn't happen outside. Will not arrive, you know, in the eyes that who is looking at me. And I think the artists have a responsibility. And be maestro is different to be teacher. Mm-hmm. Claudio is a maestro, of course, because he have a trajectory behind him. But he's a maestro because he don't try teach the students tango steps, you know. We bring the experience of our lives to the classes. And today I have 4 students crying. I mean, many times the students finish the class emotionally, and I mean, sometimes I'm scared because I don't know the power. I mean, we are producing on the people, you know, yesterday after the perform too. So we don't have the intention, you know, to produce that, but I feel so glad to be part of this. I mean, speaking about Claudio, he have a huge trajectory as stage dancer, and everybody recognized him for that. The people don't have idea how hard he dedicated all his life to be who he are, you know. It's not easy to be part of a company. It's not easy share with colleagues that sometimes are good, but sometimes not. It's not easy to be in evidence 24 hours a day and travel around the world and leave your family. And sometimes you have pain in your back, in your feet, in your knees, and you must keep going. The tango doesn't stop.
Well, and what you're offering to people is my experience of watching the world around me. A lot, many people seem locked up inside themselves, you know, they're with their phones and iPads and inside of this world all day long. And I think what you're bringing to people is a door opening to experience life again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. And the most thing that I feel proud
is... On an emotional level.
Before he was recognized about the stage dancer, and I think with me, I mean, our partnership, he bring to the public a part that was hide, you know, that is the milongueiro who he are. So we don't prepare and improvise. We don't have sequence that we, first he don't like rehearsal very much. He go to the rehearsal with, you know, no shoes and say, okay, come on, let's do it. No, but he have very clear what he want, who he is. Feel and what he want. This is the. So I mean, when yesterday night we performed, was really what the public saw is really the feeling at the moment. You know, we bring from our hearts, our souls, and I feel really
spontaneous.
Yeah, I feel really proud to with other partners. He show the how speed and strong he is, and now he's showing the milongueiro that he really is, and he bring to me all these years of tango in his life, and I feel really, really proud to be part of that. It's a real responsibility for me, and I work every day with my body and my mind to be part of this.
What a fortune for you, right? To be with someone that dedicated, that shares that same feeling about the tango. You know, speaking about the maestro, you know, you don't become that unless you've put in all the years.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Like the people, like your grandfather.
Yeah.
I mean, they put a lot of years into, you know, walking and doing the thing that they do. Yeah. And you don't
More
become that
years.
Unless you have the time. So no matter how many steps and sequences you learn, if you don't have the time in it, you can't become a seasoned person in this where, like last night, your performance... The energy you feel inside was on display.
Yeah.
It's like it's like all of a sudden this thing comes out of you.
That she said, like Elena said before, if you don't feel and express your emotions, it's difficult to catch the people's attention. So I try to be real when I dance, because this is my life. This is what I choose. And I'm very happy. So I'm trying to transmit, as I said before, all my experience. This is not about a simple technique, simple classes, tango of class. This is about a philosophy. People have to understand that they need to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's talking about the walk. I know because I tried to be undercover, because I needed to know where people or new generation of maestros or teachers are teaching. And I never heard about the three main rules which should be in tango before you start to learn. I repeat all the time in my classes is cadencia, cadence, elegancia, elegance, compass, rhythm, all right, beat, beat, beat. nobody tell them, because they know, they don't know, because our greatest and all milongueros were dying. Today there's now a few. But milongueros is not all the guys who go into the milonga. Milonguero know when his age and time is over, when he doing no big things. They doing something in the barrios. They teach and give a love. They invite you to drink a wine with him and talk to you his histories, right? That is a milonguero. It's a philosophy of life. A philosophy. It, milonguero is, like the lyric says, it's experience of all of your life, right? The love when someone betray. It's a long history, even fairy tales. So everyone has to know about it. Everybody have to walk. In the life, walk when then step on the floor, walk. Everything's coming from the walk. If you walk, as long you walk, you learn more and more and more. Mm-hmm. Right? This is now about, I do a step, okay, I do sacada. Sacada, where are they coming from? Come from the walk. Everything is walk.
And embrace, of course, is walk.
And embrace.
We freeze this in our class because the people, again, speak, oh, the embrace is important, the embrace is... But they don't know how really to use the power that you have to transmit and receive information. The people today dance synchronized in movements. Okay, I learned how to do a sandwich, I learned how to do a sacada, I learned how to do a boleo, but they don't know how to create that lead from nothing, you know? They want to, it's like I told you, this is the fast food. Okay, give me that, and quickly, and hurry, you know?
You live in Lisbon.
Yeah.
In Portugal, which is interesting. How does an Argentinian end up in Portugal? But then, I don't know, you want to talk a little bit about the festival there? You're impressed with the number of people you say that come to this festival.
Yeah, this is the greatest. Before I was fortunately to do twice the Sitges Festival, who was the biggest of the Europe. But now I think the most important is Lisbon Festival, because there get around there 7,000-8,000 people. You know, it's a huge place.
That's
and
unbelievable.
Everyone in the world.
It's a Lusitango.
Lusitango.
Yeah, the group that.
Yeah.
What time of the year do they do this?
This going to be on June
5 until 9.
First until 5.
Of June. So it's coming up real soon.
Yeah, this is coming really soon. And we can't wait.
And we are glad to go back home, because we started the tournament for the 2 months, and then we are almost 2 years out of home.
Almost three years. And also I would like to thank my parents, thank my grandpa, my grandma, for make me this person I am today. They give me a power to continue. I think you have to be free and try to make your partner be free too, but also be happy. You have to dance happiness. Suffering in the tango, because you're living what the lyrics say. Even if you can't close your eyes and you're imagining you're doing something. And you have to trick, like Gavito says one time, but I heard first from my grandpa, you have to treat women like a queen, because in that way you become a king. So that's what I try to do with each woman I'm dancing in tango.
And I feel like a queen every time. I really enjoy
you
when
look
I
like
dance.
A queen.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, what a beautiful couple.
Thank you.
From you have a Facebook page.
Yeah. Yeah. So for now, yes, we have so personals and also
Claudio
Villagra CNH Tango.
Or CNH Tango.
Tango.
Yeah, yeah. CNH Tango.
It's the name of our school also.
Okay, I would like to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys. Very much.
What a pleasure. Yeah, like thank you. That was one of my favorite couples to speak with, Claro Villagra. And only because, you know, very rarely does one get to be in front of an individual that embodies so many years of dancing experience. And, you know, the dilemma these days is always, how do we reproduce the conditions that allowed these milongueros to evolve into the milongueros that they are today? And the life lessons they received from their elders, like Claudio and his grandfather. And one lesson here and there is not going to produce the same results. And I really wish we could do something to offer that to especially the new dancers.